Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is 7 a.m. Los Angeles, California time, and I'm your hostess, Lynn Denise Burnett. Thank you so much for joining me for the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. Is everybody ready? You know the slogan, grab yourself your favorite cup of delicious coffee chatter and sit back, and what can I say? Here we go. Relax. Think positive moments. Think positive thoughts. Wherever you are in this universe today, if you're in the United States, you're in Hong Kong, you're over in England, you could just be sitting somewhere in the Antarctica, in an igloo, wherever you are, make it your best moment that you can possibly get. And just remember, did you catch a movie this weekend? If you caught one of these top 10 movies, as they say, you were in the loop. Number one, first week out, is the new animation film there. It looks so adorable, and I will be going to see this one, Zootopia. Yes, it is. That one made over $73 million alone just this weekend. Now, remember, these are all just estimations right here in the good old U.S. of A. If I'm wrong, sorry. All right. But I hope I'm in the ballpark somewhere. Okay, so Zootopia. And, of course, have you seen the theme song? And it has, of course, the beautiful, talented, wonderful Shakira. And she is singing the song, and I don't know all the words, but she goes, I won't give up. Oh, my God, that song is so, so good. And then the little cute bunny rabbit, yeah, I'm going to go see Zootopia. I sure am. Got no shame in my game going to a kid's film, just sitting in there and enjoying the movie. Parents don't be looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm going to sit in the front row, and yes, I will tell your kids to shh while the movie's going. Sure enough. Anyway, I'm just teasing you, but I am going to the movie. All right, number two, London Has Fallen. That one made over $21 million this weekend. Well, whatever happened to London Bridge has fallen down. Honey, now it's just London Has Fallen. Oh, well, baby, you know, if you're falling, get up. Anyway, it looks like a pretty entertaining movie there, London Has Fallen. Number three, Deadpool. That one raked in over $16 million. Number four, A Whiskey, A Tango, A Foxtrot. Now that, of course, is the new Tina Fey movie. You can't go wrong when you have Tina Fey. She's talented, she's funny, she's gorgeous, and, you know, she's just a bad mama jamma there. So A Whiskey, A Tango, A Foxtrot. That one made almost $8 million this weekend to come in at number four, first week out there. Not bad at all. Number five, Gods of Egypt. And that one made, excuse me, I thought about this, just about $4 million there. Number six, Risen. That one made just again about $4 million. Number seven, Kung Fu Panda 3. That was my little Kung Fu sound there. Anyway, that one made over a little bit over $3.5 million there. You go ahead with your bad self, Kung Fu Panda 3. Number eight, The Revenant. That one made just a smidget over $3 million there. Number nine, Eddie the Eagle. Well, honey, Eddie got to be something, so why not be an eagle? Okay, Eddie the Eagle came in a little bit over $3 million there to make it number nine. Number 10, The Witch, and that one made almost $3 million. Honey, in this day and age, I'm just glad they said The Witch. Yes, I am. I said it sure did. Anyway, moving on to Lynn's Doggy Tales. Well, my new puppy that I got and took him out of an abusive situation. A friend of mine gave me a puppy that he saw was being abused. He got it from the owner, something, long story short. The puppy is doing fine. Of course, his name is Nickelodeon. And I wonder what Nickelodeon is named after. Duh. Anyway, he's doing just fine, running around, hopping around, having a good time in his little doggy world. How could somebody ever abuse an animal? I don't know. And people, you know, when you start abusing animals, usually they get rid of the animals and start abusing people. So, you know, hey, if you see something going on, call Popo, a.k.a. the police, a.k.a. 911. And, you know, I'm not saying to go get physically involved yourself, but turn somebody in if they're being cruel to animals, okay? Because when they grow up and evolve from torturing the animals, they might come to your house. Hello? Okay, moving on to some Hollywood gossip up in here. Okay, now, Zac Efron, you know, he was on all those movies, what was it, 300 or 400 of them, I don't know. The movie called High School Musical. Okay, they were really good. It starred, I don't know who was in it. Anyway, Vanessa Hudgens or Hudgens, whatever, I don't know who it was. Anyway, the High School Musical, big about 10 years ago. They were really good, kind of like a modern-day Grease, bunch of high schoolers running around singing, you know, always doing what was best. They were really cute. I watched them all three, and I've seen them over and over and over. I admit it. I got no shame in my game in watching High School Musical. I know all the words to Grease. Got no shame to my game. You the one that I want, you the one that I want. Ooh, 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 honey. Know all the songs. Anyway. Okay, Zac Efron, who used to be from High School Musical, who's made a ton of films since, you know, 10 years. Well, honey, he's on the set of Baywatch. Let me tell you, they took a picture of him shirtless. Okay, let me tell you, the boy got the body rocking. All right, now I'm just sitting there looking on the internet, and I said, oh, my. Now, this is a family-oriented show, but the little girls like him. The big girls like him. The grandmas like him. So what can I say? Hey, and this day and age, maybe some grandpas like him. I'm just putting it out there. The man looked good on the set of Baywatch. I've never met him, but if I, you know, would meet him, I'd have to tell him, sweetie, you look fine. Okay, so Zac Efron on the new set of Baywatch, what can I say? So get ready, ladies. Just looking at him, you know that Baywatch, when it comes out, will be a hit. Now, I got to tell you about Beyonce. Okay. So, gossip, all allegedly. Okay, I don't feel like reading the whole story, so I'm just going to break it down. It looks like Beyonce went to her child's school, okay, because she's got the little beautiful daughter named Blue Ivy. Okay, well, she went to Blue Ivy School, and I guess all the parents had, I don't know. Anyway, Beyonce's turn was to get up there, and she didn't give a speech or anything like that, but she got up there, and she sang a song, allegedly. And I just thought that was the cutest thing. So everybody was like, oh, we're surprised Beyonce sang. She sang, she was wonderful, blah, blah, blah. Hello? Beyonce's a singer. I've never seen her get up there and tap dance. Y'all know what I'm saying. She taught her mom get up there and be doing no booty shaking in front of the elementary school. You know what I'm saying? So I say, Beyonce's my girl. If Beyonce wants to get up there and sing, you sing, honey. Beyonce, this is an invitation. You ever want to come to the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show and give me 15 minutes of your time? Sister girl, you can sing anything you want. Okay, it's a kid-friendly show. All your songs are appropriate. And let me see. If not, I got a new Coffee Chatter song coming out. Hint. And maybe you might want to sing that. That's all I'm saying. Okay, but anyway, I thought it was really nice. Can you imagine going to your school and having your mom get up and sing a little song? Well, that's all I got to say about Beyonce. So good for you. If you want to sing, sweetheart, then you sing. All right, now, all jokes aside, moving on to some serious news. Really, really sad here. He was only 28. Our condolences go out to, of course, a rapper. He was shot dead. Another rapper, named, freshly known as, well, you know, they call him Bankroll Fresh. He was shot and killed, only 28 years old, in Atlanta. I thought it was so sad. He has a song called Hot Boy. Remember that song? I remember that. I don't know why I remember it, but I do. I just thought that was so sad. And apparently, allegedly, in a shootout he was shot and killed, 28 years old. That's just too young. My brothers, put your guns down. Use your weapon. Your mind is your most powerful weapon. It can get you tons of money. It can get you tons of connection, and it can make you strong. Put your weapons down, my brother. All right. And, of course, our condolences go out to all his family and friends. 28 years old, that's just so sad. And then, of course, the United States, the late, great Miss Nancy Reagan, our former First Lady, of course, her husband was President Ronald Reagan, passed away at 94 years young. So remember Nancy Reagan? She came in and she redecorated the White House. And I think she made one of the rooms yellow. And then she purchased some new dishes for the White House. And it was kind of all in the paper. She was going to get all these new China patterns and blah, blah, blah. And she came out and she wore the ball gown. And remember she had one of her inaugural ball gowns. It draped across the shoulder. So she had her shoulder out. And everybody said, oh, look at her. She looks so elegant because she's a very tiny, teeny tiny petite lady in this shoulderless ball gown. And I thought that was just lovely. Kind of like Michelle Obama does now, where she has her shoulders out also. So Nancy Reagan kind of set that trend, and Michelle just carried the torch there. And I think it's a beautiful thing because I think that they're both beautiful, beautiful women. Of course, Jackie Kennedy was absolutely amazing as First Lady. You know, of course, Michelle Obama, you know, of course, Laura Bush, Barbara Bush, you know, Mrs. Roosevelt, you know, all the First Ladies. But our late, great, Mrs. Nancy Reagan, our condolences go out to her. God bless America, God bless her family, and God bless you, each and every one of you in the universe. All right, everybody. Well, it's just about 7:15 a.m. Los Angeles, California time. I'd like to give a shout out to Miss Millicent Burnett, David Carter, Shirley Cooper, Diane Cooper. Stephanie Cooper, Stephen Cooper, Brooke Cooper, Brittany Cooper, jazz singer Tommy Yoto, Abdullah Hall, Michael Robinson, Michael Gavino, Cheryl Gordon, trying to think, did I leave out anybody else? Karen Thomas, Mr. J, Aiden Thomas, Nadia Thomas, Aiden Randolph. Is there anybody else I left off? Kristen Carter, Lyric Carter, Mark Anthony Cooper, Noah and Kendall Cooper. I hope I didn't leave out anybody. All the fans out there, all the animal lovers, remember, stay in New York, your pets, slow down, because children are walking and skateboarding to school. Much peace, much love. Give a positive thought out to everybody. And what can I say? Make it a great day, and I will talk to you next Monday morning. All right, come on now. Sip your cup of coffee and enjoy your day at 7:15. Bye-bye.